You're listening to the Texas Standard.
A baby's birth can be a magical experience. Just listen to the beautiful delivery Elle Walker, the YouTube channel star from the show What's Up Moms, had earlier this year. But after the magic of delivery is gone, some pretty scary feelings can overcome a new parent.
At first, it was just pure anxiety, like absolute full-blown level 10 panic attacks. And then it kind of turned more into rage.
Amy Tucker says the postpartum depression she suffered after her first baby was born was so scary, in fact, she didn't think she could ever have a second child. For Travis County criminal defense attorney Christy Kuvion-Weiss, her postpartum depression was lethal. With her family's permission, her friend Nancy Nicholas read from Kuvion-Weiss's obituary.
She was a strong advocate for social justice, helping win a case at the Supreme Court while working with the Texas Defender Service.
Kuvion-Weiss was accomplished, healthy, athletic, well-educated. She knew she had postpartum depression and treated it. Yet, without providing specifics, she lost that battle.
That made it even a little bit more scary because it's like when somebody is diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer and you know they're receiving the best treatment, but sometimes there's just nothing you can do.
Other times, much can be done. Millions of women do recover from the mental condition without hurting themselves or others. Amy Tucker was able to overcome the rage and anxiety she had. She even decided to have a second child. But she also decided to quit her job as a marketing executive to become a postpartum doula. She works for a nonprofit called the Pregnancy and Postpartum Health Alliance of Texas, and what she does now is help moms who are in the thick of it for free.
I'm often the first person to truly ask the mom, how are you feeling? And not in the, oh, how was your day, the way that you would have with the stranger in HEB conversation, but no, truly, how are you feeling?
If the mom is anxious or overwhelmed, Tucker is armed with coping and organizational techniques. She even on occasion will help with simple house chores. But when the need is medical, Tucker refers clients to area doctors. Dr. Moss Hampton is an OB in Odessa. A busy one.
I don't know how many babies I've delivered over the last 30 years.
Not only does Hampton deliver babies, he also teaches and chairs the Texas chapter of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He says there's a need for more awareness and more funding in Texas when it comes to dealing with postpartum depression. But he says there is an even greater need.
You know, really and truly, our biggest problem is mental health care providers. I just put in a pitch, you know, if there was some way we could get more people to go into mental health care, it would really help.
What he meant by that is it could really help save lives. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.